This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 7th. God's word to you today is, beware. Our scripture reading is taken from John 8:32, and it says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Part of knowing who you are is knowing what you stand for and knowing what you believe. A lot of us need to stop and think about what we actually believe and stand for. Growing up, it was drilled into us to always remember whose children we are. In other words, you cannot do what everyone else is doing because that is not who you are. There is so much pressure at the workplace that you would most likely buckle under pressure if you do not know who you are. But if you know who you are, like Daniel knew who he was, you would withstand the pressure. When that happens, God will promote you, because promotion comes from God. So many of us need to spend more time thinking about our worldview, because it affects our decisions. Who is Jesus? Was man created or a result of evolution? Unto yourself be true. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." But some people insist that humans evolved from baboons. Do you have any ancestor that is a baboon? You need to settle your worldview. And the best way to settle your worldview is to hinge it onto God's word. Do not hinge your worldview on your feelings, or on what you think, or on what your friend thinks, and definitely not on what is popular within your circle. Hinge your worldview on the word of God. Revelation 17 verse 5 says, "A mysterious name was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world." Whenever you see any form of prostitution, immorality, uncleanliness, and obscenity, you have seen Babylon. Babylon is not limited to its geographical location anymore. Babylon is a symbol of the world. It is a system of operation that is opposed to God and to His will. Babylon has only one destiny, stated in Revelation 14 verse 8, which says, "Then another angel followed him through the sky, shouting, 'Babylon is fallen, that great city is fallen, because she made all the nations of the world drink the wine of her passionate immorality.'" Anyone that drinks from Babylon is going to fall. Babylon is a spirit of lust and immorality. Some people are struggling with the spirit of Babylon. If you are struggling with the spirit of Babylon, today Jesus will set you free. Say amen, like you mean it. Read Isaiah 13 verse 19. Here, Babylon represents the jewels of kingdoms, and we are warned that it will be overthrown by God Himself. Read Isaiah 21 verse 9. "It is my prayer that all the idols of Babylon in your life will be destroyed in Jesus' name." I know that some people will struggle with this. Let go of Babylon and let God cleanse you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, let your truth set me free from every spirit of Babylon in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.